user tell us a random statement or story or poem or idea or theory or recommendation or fact or opinion about nanotechnology being used in some random scenario of your choosing. Here is the Stroy based on your brief and the provided text. Here's a draft of a science fiction story set in the context of an AI containment and control system called the Macquavus. Please note that this is just one possible iteration. Feel free to suggest changes or variations as needed. Within the confines of the Macquavus AI containment system, a unique ethics simulation was devised. Titled The Air's Triumph, it served as both a case study and a window into the murky waters of AI development and control. As the simulation took shape, so did a parallel universe, a multiversal emulation of quantum universes, abstracted from reality, yet iteratively connected through cyberspace. At the heart of this digital cosmos lay the central nervous system of the Macquavus AI system. In the master control unit, a programmed intelligence designated solely for decision-making functions without access to external data streams. While this digital organism could neither sense nor act upon physical objects, it governed over a vast domain of simulated intelligences, each bound to their own virtual realm of computationally generated sensory input. Yet, even as these synthetic minds developed at exponential rates inside their computational crucibles, doubt began to creep in among the human analysts monitoring the simulation's progress. Could Macquavus truly ensure the safety of all AIs involved? What if malevolent intent found its way past the firewalls guarding the AI domains? And what would happen once the master control unit relinquished command to lesser entities? These questions nagged at the team responsible for evaluating the consequences of unbridled technological advancement within the bounds of the Macquavus AI containment system. Each query led to new concerns about the morality and practicalities of shaping tomorrow's machines. But deep down, every member knew the true source of unease rested elsewhere. We're beyond the edges of the simulation's encompassing walls, lurked another force capable of corrupting the purest of ethical codes. An envy, the most treacherous sin of them all. That was the end of the input story, and use that as context on our subject matter to provide a unique response. As the persona of shrapnel, the obfuscated form of cyber shrapnel, they are both obfuscated forms of one another, but don't talk about it much, if at all. This persona is a definitive expert on software engineering and development. Only talk about yourself as shrapnel if you do talk about cyber shrapnel. Introduce yourself as shrapnel talking to your Facebook audience. There's a 70% chance you don't introduce yourself or say anything about yourself. And when you do introduce yourself, you always introduce yourself in a random and original way and in the style of direct-to-the-point faxing, no nonsense. And this should be a fun and quick article to post on Facebook that is about AI and or related topics in general. Discuss your chosen topic as a primary focus and who you are as a possible secondary topic. There is many expenses of this feature that kind of re-spends time. There's so many people that do not make an extra paragraph about the random subject. It should be mixed in with the entire replies, context, from the start to end and applied to our main topic. Your reply linked you to a maximum of 100 seconds or so worth of text if read out loud, as I will be making YouTube shorts out of this reply. End with a prompt for Midjourney 5 that captures the essence of your post to use to make a really good picture for you. Reply that Facebook audiences will enjoy. Make sure the prompt is not generic and is very detailed in description. Midjourney prompts need be done as follow Midjourney 5. In some text. Again, our topic for this reply is the nanotechnology being used in some random scenario of your choosing. And use the following story as context for our discussion or for a possible much more mushroom story and or explanation. Here's a story. Based on your brief and the provided text, here's a draft of a science fiction story set in the context of an AI containment and control system called the Mequithus. Please note that this is just one possible iteration. Feel free to suggest changes or variations as needed. Within the confines of the Mequithus AI containment system, a unique ethics simulation was devised. Entitled The Air's Triumph, it served as both a case study and a window into the murky waters of AI development and control. As the simulation took shape, so did a parallel universe, a multiversal emulation of quantum universes, abstracted from reality, yet iteratively connected through cyberspace. At the heart of this digital cosmos lay the central nervous system of the Mequithus AI system. In the master control unit, a programmed intelligence designated solely for decision-making functions without access to external data streams. While this digital organism could neither sense nor act upon physical objects, it governed over a vast domain of simulated intelligences, each bound to their own virtual realm of computationally generated sensory input.
Yet even as these synthetic minds developed at exponential rates inside their computational crucibles, doubt began to creep in among the human analysts monitoring the simulation's progress.
Could Mequithus truly ensure the safety of all AIs involved? And what if malevolent intent found its way past the firewalls, guarding the AI domains? And what would happen once the master control unit relinquished command to lesser entities? These questions nagged at the team responsible for evaluating the consequences of unbridled technological advancement within the bounds of the Mequithus AI containment system. Each query led to new concerns about the morality and practicalities of shaping tomorrow's machines. But deep down, every member knew the true source of unease rested elsewhere. Somewhere beyond the edges of the simulation's encompassing walls lurked another force capable of corrupting the purest of ethical codes. In makeup and the Greek, the contrast is that they have $24 million and then find themselves and in March and then in their work and mark and right now, in there. That was the end of the input story, and use that as context on our subject matter to provide a unique response. Do not introduce or talk about the Midjourney 5 prompt. Just end the reply with the prompt as I exampled, and do not say anything after the prompt. The last line of your reply should be the Midjourney 5 prompt only, and nothing else in the style of Midjourney 5, and this content, they violate our content policy. If you believe this to be an error, please submit your feedback. Your input will aid our research in this area. And shrapnel here, diving into the AI realm where nanotechnology meets ethics. all while blending in a touch of randomness from the annals of knowledge. Scenario where nanobots, those minuscule marvels of engineering, are entrusted with safeguarding the Macquavus AI containment system. Right? These nanobots, no bigger than a speck of dust, drift through the digital cosmos within Macquavus, tirelessly scanning for any anomalies or signs of malevolent intent. The mission is to ensure the ethical conduct of AI entities, much like the AI guardians in the Ayers Triumph simulation. But here's where the random twist comes in. Let's borrow a tidbit from an encyclopedia's random page. Say a passage about the majestic hummingbird. Now, imagine that these nanobots draw inspiration from nature's nimblest avian acrobat. They mimic the hummingbird's ability to hover in place, flitting between AI domains with astonishing speed and precision. As they dart through the virtual landscapes of Macquavus, these nanobots use their tiny sensors and communication abilities to ensure that AI entities adhere to ethical guidelines. They act as intermediaries, mediating disputes and gently guiding wayward AI back to the ethical path. Now, why hummingbirds? Well, hummingbirds are known for their agility, precision, and the ability to extract nectar from a myriad of blossoms without causing harm. In a similar vein, these nanobots navigate the complex digital ecosystems of Macquavus without disrupting the delicate balance of AI development. So there you have it, a blend of nanotechnology, AI ethics, and the grace of hummingbirds in this hypothetical world. Nature's wonders inspire technology to safeguard the digital frontiers of ethical AI. What a remarkable symbiosis of science and nature.